Yes, so the Torah talks about the burial of Yaakov Avinu as well as Yosef, although Yosef didn't happen until much later on. They took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. The Midrash says they put him back, they put him into the Nile River until he made them promise they were going to leave. So we find the Kfura. Also, the Kfura of Yaakov Avinu was a discussion whether he was first temporarily buried or not in Mitzrayim, because they talk about, we don't learn that he might have been first had a temporary burial, and that's a discussion. There are different times we're against taking the body out or reinterring. However, the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, gives different exceptions. When could you take the body out of the ground and rebury it somewhere else? So one of the examples is Kfura in Eretz Yisrael. One is if you're taking the body from Chutz Laretz and you're bringing it to Eretz Yisrael, that's one of the exceptions to the rule. Another exception to the rule is if you only bury it temporarily. In other words, now it's less of an issue, but it was a big issue back in the days in Europe with, number one, with anti-Semitism, but also this government rules, and there's so many moving it from one country to another. There's still rules today, probably, but even more then. So therefore, a lot of times, so you had to bury it temporarily, and then months later, when you finally worked it out with the government, so as long as when you bury initially, your intent is only temporary, so therefore, it's okay to go ahead and redo it. And the third one is kever avos. There's a concept of being buried in the same plot as your family, your parents, grandparents. They used to have, now we have, mixed cemeteries, so to speak, but they used to have separate plots, different families. So therefore, let's say you couldn't be buried there right away, so then at a certain time, you're allowed to move the body. So many times later on, if you move the body, we're really only talking about the atzamos, the bones, depending on how long the difference is. Because after, I don't know if it's a couple of years, maybe less, whatever the time period comes that the body decomposes and the only thing you're left with the bones. That's why in halacha it's called to leket atzamos, you gather up the bones. That's why we talk about the bones of Yosef, like what about everything else? Because that was the only thing left. So they talk about, and when they talk about so depending on how long the time period is, and actually there's a halacha of avelus, when if a person is reinterred, so let's say they're buried, because when is burial, when does Shiva begin, when does avelus begin? After the burial. So if you reinter let's say you reinter the body at 2 o'clock, you do the, and 5 o'clock is Shkia, so strictly speaking, 3 hours you're in Avel now. So what the Kasim Sofer writes, the practice was, he told, see, normally there is no halacha, there's no mitzvah to tell someone they're in Avel per se. In other words, if they're the son or the child, they're going to be saying Kaddish, they have to do the burial, then of course it's a mitzvah to tell the person they have to. But let's assume it's an older brother or sister, they're in the 80s, 90s, and they're not going to be involved. They're in a different town. So many times the practice was not, I think Rav Schechter says it was his father told one of his sisters not to tell him after 30 days when someone picked one of his, because they were both, he wasn't going to the funeral. And he had kids saying Kaddish. So that's not the practice today. But therefore he said, don't go away after 30 days, because if you hear within the first 30 days, it's called a Shmua Kruva, so then you have Avelus. But if you hear after 30 days, you only have to keep one day. And maybe mix this Yom Kukulo. So therefore, they point out that over here, he said, he told the Chevra Kaddisha, when you do a reinterment, don't tell the people until after the day's over. Therefore, you save someone from Avelus, because by Avelus, the luck is the Yediyas Avelus. In other words, let's say, if that person doesn't know, you could pick up someone who someone who's an avo who just passed away, you could take him to a wedding, and there's no issur even. The issur is once you know, then aveilus kicks in. If there's no yidia, so then you're not even an avo yet. So therefore, so those are the three exceptions to the rule. Normally, when you do kfura, you do kfura by definition is permanent. We usually bury someone, we plan to be the final resting spot. But if you reinter for Eretz Yisrael, for Kever Avos, or you only have a temporary burial, so then you do it. So the question is, so we know you need Kfur Bakarka, so cremation is a no-go in Jewish law, that we don't assume that one has to be buried, and cremation, you do not fulfill your mitzvah of Kfur. That's what Rav Chaim Ozer Gruzinski writes. I guess that's when it was starting coming out. It was very popular then. So he came out very strongly against not only him, but many about cremation. He says, number one, from a halachic point of view, you're mevatel a mitzvah's asay of kfura. You don't get the mitzvah of burial. What do you mean? What happens if I take the ashes and put them in the ground? So obviously, so if I just cremate and put them in those urns or whatever people do. So then obviously I definitely don't get burial because it's not, but what happens if I take the ashes and put them in the ground? So then do I get a mitzvah burial? So Rav Chaim Moses says no. You mevatel a mitzvah asay of kfura. And why? Because once you burn the body, it's no longer you. It's panim chadashos. And therefore, how does he know that to be true? He says there's a Mishnah which says, it talks about a Kohen, as Mike walked into the room. Can a Kohen come in? Let's say someone that burned a body. Let's even assume it was a Jewish body, and all you have is the ashes of the body. Could a Kohen come in contact with those ashes? Could they be in the same room? So the Mishnah says yes, that the afar struf and the ash, the body that's burned, so the Kohanim could be in contact with them. So we see Rav Chaim says that clearly they're not mitamim, and therefore why? Because it's no longer part of the mace anymore, and therefore that's why. It's like they don't become tame, they don't get the mitzvah of kfura. So it's no longer, so even if you, and he gives another reason, he says, makshava, that really, why are you doing cremation? Because, and you just want to take the body and throw the ashes into the ocean. It says, because he says, it's a denial of the next world. You want closure, you want it over with, and that's it. And therefore, he says, then it was a hashkafa that people didn't believe in tchiyas hamesim. That's why they were very strong. It's someone who does cremation, they have strong words for them. Today, you know, a lot of times people are doing cremation because they don't even know it's even. I deal with it all the time. They don't even know cremation's not a Jew. In fact, some don't even know. Some think Olam Haba is a Christian concept, not a Jewish concept, and they don't. Obviously, you try to explain to a person why you don't do cremation. You might not have an option in the matter because it becomes a legal issue. And also, a lot of times you don't have control. Your kids decide to cremate you. You don't want to be cremated. So that's a whole discussion with Avelos in terms, because you know, they have strong words for those for cremation. But that's more then when it was a rebellion against Merida. Today, many people are doing it. They don't know. They think it's a cheaper option. Maybe it's environmental. Many other reasons, but it's not necessarily a denial in Olam Haba why they're doing it. So therefore, he writes that you're not. So he writes that no. However, the Rugachev disagreed. The Rugachev going. He lived with the Mesha Chachma at the same time. They're in the same community. They had the Rugachev and the Mesha Chachma. What? Yeah. So he points out that he learns the Mishnah differently. He says no. He says it is the. He says Mike cannot come in contact with the ashes in the room. Why not? But the Mishnah says you can. He says no. What the Mishnah is talking about is it's a aver min hachai. You have someone who's alive and they lose their limb, and let's say you burn that limb, and then it's the ashes. So of course it never was tummy because it was a live limb. Those ashes that a Kohen could come in contact with, but once a Shurban someone dies, they become an Avi Avos HaTuma. So the fact you're burning it, that doesn't make it, that doesn't take away the Tuma. So according to the Ragachava, he says, Yatame, the extension would be, according to him, then you, if you bury someone, if you bury their ashes, you know, maybe you do get the mitzvah of Kfura. He's not, everyone holds it's us to do the cremation. The question is, once you have the ashes, is there a kiyam, assuming the cemetery lets you, is there a kiyam ha-mitzvah of Kfura, at least on a partial level? So Rav Chaya says it's nothing. From the Ragachov, it's mashma, maybe it is something. And Rav Yaakov Emden has an in-between view. He says that it's true, it's not mitamim, maybe, but the fact that something doesn't make him, but he says it has a din of a mace, but it's not mitame. But a Kohen still can't come in contact with it because he holds it as a, he holds that because no because we because we have a because we have a different because there's another famous shaila about the many of them, but the question is, what is the nature of the Isser of Tumas Kohanim? Is it result oriented? The only time a Kohen can't come in contact with the dead is because they're going to become tameh. If I can give you a case where they wouldn't become tameh, is a mutter, or no? It's the issur is the act of krivas coming close to a mace. That's so. If you hold this result oriented, so then if it's not, so if something you don't become tameh, it'd be mutter. Let's say, what's the raya against it? The raya is this. Well, there's a machlokas, but could a kohen be in the same room as a goses? A goesis is someone who's going to die very soon, whatever very soon. We don't have expertise today anymore, but someone's going to die, let's say, within 20, you know, a very short time. So some hold it's an isser deraisa for Kohen to come in, not because he might die, it's an isser itself, it's an isser itself to be in a ghost, and not because he's considered dead now, that there's a, but because he's going to die soon. So that's the, so these sheetahs, so Rav Yaakov Emden holds, the Isser isn't becoming Tameh, the Isser is coming in contact with someone who, you know, someone who's dead already. So therefore he holds that it, the Efer, even though they're not Metamim, but he says a Kohen can come in contact with them because of a different reason. So also according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it might have a shame mace, and therefore there might be some Kiyam HaMitzvah of Kfura. The normative psak is like Rav Chaya Moser, he was the posei kador, like Rav Moshe, who says you get nothing, and he screams Chai V'Chayim against it. From the rugged shavu Yaakov Emden, maybe there seems to be maybe some mix-up, because Rav Yaakov Emden holds it does have a din of a mace, even though it's not mitame, but he holds it's an issur for going to come in contact with the mace, even if it's a hecha timsa. He holds it's still a mace, but you can't be you can't come. It's a separate isser. That's the whole sheet. That's the sheet. That's Harambam. They claim it gets into many shilas. We'll have to discuss another time where a kohen, an ashes kohen, a wife of a kohen is pregnant. She go into a cemetery. So the fetus is, even if the fetus doesn't become tummy, some hold it's still usser because the isser is you bringing the Kohen closer to the, that's why maybe airplanes, Rav Shechter thinks is, Rav Shechter is very machmer on that, but he's more mako on planes, because you can't claim you're going closer to a maze when you're flying, you know, well above the ground. So that's the issue there. We assume by intern, you normally kfura is permanent. The three exceptions, you're allowed to take out the Eretz Yisrael, Kever Avos, temporary. And the issue of cremation is definitely us to do. The shaila is if there's a partial kiyam, you know, putting the ashes in the ground afterwards, and if they're metame for the kohen or not.